Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Oscar Peterson, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, and more on Jazz for the Asking.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. We begin today with vocalist Tony Bennett and the Count Basie Orchestra taking a chance on love.
Here I go again, I hear the trumpets blow again, I'm all aglow again. Taking a chance on love. Here I slide again, about to take the ride again. I'm starry-eyed again, taking a chance on love. Now I thought the cards were a frame-up, and I never would try. But now I'm taking the game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now, I see a rainbow blending now. We'll have a happy ending now, we're taking a chance. I hear the trumpets blow again, and we're taking a chance. About to take that ride again, taking a chance. Now I walk around with a horseshoe, and in clover I lie. Mr. Rabbit, of course, you better kiss that foot goodbye. I'm on the ball again, riding for a fall again. I'm gonna give my all again, taking a chance. I'm taking a chance.
Tony Bennett and the Count Basie Orchestra taking a chance on love from the Columbia release I Left My Heart in San Francisco, which also includes the song that I just mentioned. We now go to a reissue from an album by John Coltrane. It's called John Coltrane with Wilton Kelly and Paul Chambers. It includes Jimmy Cobb and special guests Stan Getz and Oscar Peterson. It was recorded in Düsseldorf, Germany, on March 28, 1960. The recording itself was originally for radio broadcast in Germany and then later issued as an LP. On Green Dolphin Street.
Thank you.
on Green Dolphin Street, performed by John Coltrane, Wilton Kelly, Paul Chambers, and Jimmy Cobb, with special guests Stan Getz and Oscar Peterson. That was recorded in Germany and Dusseldorf on March 28, 1960. Recently, a new album has come to my attention. Well, not really a new album of new material. It's a new release of material recorded in the 1930s for the BBC Home Service of a very well-known dance orchestra at the time, Ambrose and his orchestra, Bert Ambrose and his orchestra. During the 1930s, he hosted a very popular music program on the BBC Home Service that was live between 1933 and 1939. Just around this period, he also recorded sessions for other programs that aired on the BBC. Here he is with vocalist Sam Brown, Lullaby of Broadway, recorded May 17th, 1935.
Hidey-ho and poop-a-doo, the lullaby of Broadway. The band begins to go to town, and everyone goes crazy. You rock-a-bye your baby round, till everything gets hazy. Hush-a-bye, I'll buy you this and that, you hear a daddy saying. A baby goes home to her flat, to sleep all day. Good night, baby, good night. The milkman's on his way. Let's call it a day.
Lullaby of Broadway, Bert Ambrose and his orchestra, recorded in 1935, featuring vocalist Sam Brown and an unknown trio. And this is from a new release called The Bands That Matter. And it's a whole series of recordings that feature some of the best British big bands from the 1930s. If you want to get in touch with us here at Jazz for the Asking, our email address is jazz@pcjmedia.com. A few months ago, we featured an album that was recorded by Duke Ellington in the late 1960s called Far East Suite. These were compositions that he had composed while on tour in Hong Kong, India, Singapore. It was a trip that was sponsored by the United States State Department. It also brought him to Libya, Lebanon, and Iraq. It is a fantastic album that takes music from those countries and incorporates it in American jazz. One of the cuts from here we've played before that many of you enjoyed and have suggested we play something else from it. This is a composition that he wrote in Japan called Ad Lib on Nippon. Duke Ellington and his orchestra.
Thank you.
Duke Ellington with Ad Lib on Japan from the release The Far East Suite. Gil Evans, of course, is remembered for the work that he did with Miles Davis in the late 1950s, early 1960s. He also released a number of albums under his own name and the Gil Evans Orchestra. One of those albums is called The Gil Evans Orchestra Plays the Music of Jimi Hendrix. Yes, that's right, Jimi Hendrix. It's an interesting compilation of very well-known Jimi Hendrix compositions, arranged by Tom Malin, Gil Evans himself, David Horowitz, Howard Johnson, and Trevor Kohler. And if you look at the players on this, actually, the players themselves are just some of the arrangers. It also features a very young David Sanborn playing alto flute and soprano sax. Here's one track from it that I'm sure that anybody out there who is a fan of Jimi Hendrix will know, Angel.
Thank you.
The Gil Evans Orchestra playing the music of Jimi Hendrix from an album of the same name with Angel. Another arranger, conductor, and musician who worked with giants in music is Quincy Jones. He worked with everybody from Dinah Washington all the way to Michael Jackson and still continues to work today. His own orchestra, the Quincy Jones Orchestra, recorded a series of very successful albums in the 1960s. Now, the orchestra never performed live. They were a studio orchestra. And if you look at members that he would ensemble, they were also giants in jazz. Roland Kirk, for example, Clark Terry, Thutz Thielemann, Phil Woods, Zoot Sims, and everybody else. They were giants in jazz in their own right, and they would all come together with Quincy to do these sessions. One album that is one of my personal favorites is called Quincy Jones Explores the Music of Henry Mancini. Here's a fun number on the album that I think will get everybody having a good giggle. I Love You, and Don't You Forget It. Quincy Jones and his orchestra with I Love You and Don't You Forget It, composed by Henry Mancini. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. If you want to listen to this program again or past editions, visit our website, www.pcjmedia.com/JFTA. We now move to Archie Sheep and his group with an album recorded live in San Francisco. It features Donald Garnett on bass, Beaver Harris on drums, Roswell Rudd on trombone, and Louis Worrell on bass as well. It's led by Archie Shepp, who plays tenor sax and piano. This is from an album that was released on the Impulse label, and here they are with The Lady Sings the Blues. Thank you. The Lady Sings the Blues, Artie Shepp recorded live in San Francisco. Our final selection today comes from Jerry Mulligan with Line for Lyon. A number of years ago, I met a pianist who had worked with Jerry Mulligan, and he told me, he said, Jerry was excellent to work with on stage, but he said off stage, that was a different story. He said a number of times either he wouldn't show up for a live performance or would be so difficult that the musicians sometimes wouldn't talk to him for months, even though they were touring together. This is from a Columbia recording made in 1974 on November 24th. And with that from Jerry Mulligan, we end this edition of Jazz for the Asking. Once again, if you wish to contact us, our email address is very simple. It's jazz@pcjmedia.com. Once again, jazz@pcjmedia.com. Until next time, friends, I'm Keith Parent wishing you well, saying so long, and take care.